I've got an email here from Chris Burgess for UCAD. He says, can you guys tell me whether antioxidants in foods and supplements really survive stomach acids? Is there any way to ensure they get into the bloodstream?
Well, yes, they do. And the answer is, if you look at something like vitamin C is actually ascorbic acid. So I think in theory, if it's in an acid environment, then it's not necessarily going to be broken down so much. I mean, we need vitamins to be absorbed into our bodies. So not just for kind of, ooh, trendy antioxidant regions, but to keep us healthy. So, you know, the body has evolved ways of absorbing these without them being damaged. Obviously, if they were broken down, then they wouldn't be much good to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And also in small amounts too. That's why they're vitamins, because they're there and active only in tiny concentrations.
Vital amines, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need very much of them to make a big difference. So you don't really need huge amounts being absorbed. And there is evidence that if you absorb huge amounts, it might be bad for you.
Exactly.